The Gemara Masechta Menachas Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph teaches us Tanya Nami Hochi Ador Bepundaki. If somebody lives in a motel, Beretz Yisrael, V'chein Asoich Bayis B'Chutz Laretz, or somebody who rents a home in Chutz Laretz, Kol Shloshim Yoyim Potem in a Mezuzah. For the first 30 days, he's Chayiv, he's Potter from putting on a mezuzah. Rashi says the reason is because he may change his mind and not remain there. Taisa says that since it's not his home, that's why he's not mechuyev to put on a mezuzah until 30 days are up. Mikav Eilach, after 30 days, chayiv, he has to put up on a mezuzah. If somebody rents a home in Eretz Yisrael, you should put up a mezuzah immediately because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So, as we discussed this halacha of when must one put up a mezuzah, so the Gemara begins with a dar bepundaki. So of course there's a question, if somebody's living in a hotel, is he mechuyev in a mezuzah? So the Rishonim and Achronim teach us that halacha is only applicable if he rents a specific room. You're renting a specific room, but if you're not renting a specific room, you're just given, you're assigned a room by the administration of the hotel or wherever you are staying, then you're not mechuyev to put up a mezuzah at all. And that's why people who are in hotels, even if they're there for longer than 30 days, or in dormitories in yeshiva, or in hospitals, and all of those situations, even if they're unfortunately there, or fortunately or unfortunately there for more than 30 days, there is no chiv in mezuzah. But the focus of today's shir, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, is on the halacha that the Gemara discusses of somebody who rents a house in Chutz Laretz. For the first 30 days, he's part from mezuzah, afterwards he's chayiv. And there's a fundamental machloikus rishonim for the reason of this halacha. Some rishonim, the opinion of Tosfos, is the Torah says regarding mezuzah, uchsaftem al mezuzos beisechem. So, it doesn't make a difference whether you're there because you own the home or whether you're there because you're living in the home, rented the home. The mezuzah, you're always obligated to put on a mezuzah. Why? Because a mezuzah is a shmirah. As we've discussed previously, a mezuzah brings a shmirah to the home. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference if you own it or you don't own it. If you live there, you need a shmirah. The only reason is, why if you rent in Chutz Laretz, don't you have to put up a mezuzah before 30 days? Because before being there 30 days, it lacks permanence. Like the Gemara Masechta Bava Basra Daf Ches Amud Aleph teaches us, there are certain obligations that are assessed to the citizens of a city. And those obligations only begin once that individual lived in the city for 30 days. But then that's Tosfos' first pshat in Devar HaMaskil Talos. But Tosfos in his second pshat in that Tosfos gives a different pshat. The second pshat is that when the Torah says Uchsata Mezuzos Beisecha, Beisecha means it has to be your home. And if it's not Beisecha, if you don't own that home, you don't have a chi mezuzah. The only reason Chazal said that after 30 days, you should put up a mezuzah even though you don't own the home, is because it looks like it's yours. So Chazal said, put up a mezuzah. Another, so we have here a very fundamental machloikus in the two pshatim and taisus. If there is a full-fledged tchiv for a renter to put up a mezuzah, which is really leads to a much more fundamental question. Is the chiv mezuzah on a home that one rents but doesn't own, is there a chiv d'oraisa or chiv d'rabbanan? So the Chemdes Daniel brings a raya from the Rashi that we quoted at the beginning of our shir. We quoted Rashi at the beginning of our shir that says that the reason somebody who rents a home doesn't have to put up a mezuzah before 30 days is because he may retract from that rental. So the question is, if there's a chiv mezuzah d'oraisa, so why, because mishum shema yachsaboy, does he not have to put up a mezuzah? Says the Chemdes Daniel, from here we see clearly that it is the opinion of Rashi that there is no chiv d'oraisa putting up mezuzah on a home that you rent. Very much in line with the second pshat of Tosfos, that Tosfos says that if it's not your home, then you're not mechuyev in a mezuzah. And what would be the big nafkamina? What would be if there's a suffix if you have to put up a mezuzah on this store? If the chiv of a renter to put up a mezuzah is a chiv deraisa, so we know the rule is suffix deraisa l'chumra, and he would have to put up the mezuzah. If the whole chiv of someone who rents a home is only the rabbanon, then suffix derabbanon is l'kula. Furthermore, the Paiskim saying, the Ramah quotes this, the Rishonim say this, the Ramah quotes it, that someone who borrows a home has the same halacha like a renter. Another nafkamina between these pshatim will be if someone rents a home from a goy. If the whole reason, as Tosfos says in the as Tosfos says, is because people see you in the home and they don't know you own the home. Maybe that's only when the home is owned by a Jew. But if the home is owned by an Akum, and you're not even, so number one, you don't have a chiv deraisa because it's not beischa. Coupled with the fact that there is no maris ayin, that somebody's living in a home without a mezuzah. And maybe there would be no chiv to put up a mezuzah. La'aloch l'maisa, of course we put up a mezuzah, whether we rent a home from a Jew or we rent a home from an Akum. So the Gemara said that if one rents a home in Eretz Yisrael, then he has to put up a mezuzah right away because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi explains that we want people to remain in Eretz Yisrael. So one of the ways, it seems that Rashi is explaining, we could guarantee that people will remain in their homes in Eretz Yisrael is by making them put up a mezuzah right away. The halacha, as taught in the Gemara Masecht Baba Metzia Daf Kut Beis Amud Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that way, is that when one leaves a home, he's not allowed to remove the mezuzahs. So once he puts up the mezuzah, even though it's a rental home in Eretz Yisrael, he won't be able to take off the mezuzahs, and that will be another reason for him to remain in that home. And moreover, even if he does leave, since he's going to have to leave the mezuzahs, that's going to make that apartment more attractive for other Jews to want to rent that apartment. And that's going to be a nafgamina why somebody would, that's why Chazal said put up a mezuzah even if though you're only a renter in Eretz Yisrael right away. The Sfasemis has a different pshat. As we keep on saying, the mezuzah is a shmira. And since the mezuzah is a shmira, we want the areas of Eretz Yisrael to have the most shmira possible. So how do we accomplish that Eretz Yisrael area should have shmira? We're more concerned that there should be shmira in Eretz Yisrael more than anywhere else in the world. The way we accomplish that is by having a mezuzah put up right away. That brings shmira to the house. That brings more shmira to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Miches Chinuch, going back to what we discussed at the beginning of the shiur, that somebody who rents a home doesn't, according to some Rishonim, doesn't have a chiyuv d'oraisa to put up a mezuzah. And even if he has a chiyuv d'oraisa to put up, and he doesn't have a chiyuv d'oraisa to put up a mezuzah. So the only reason, that's why we only wait till day 30 to put up the mezuzah. So now, if that's the case, yes, the Chachamim put into effect that you should put up the mezuzah right away, you should Eretz Yisrael, as we just explained. But it'll turn out that when I have to put up the mezuzah, on day 30, which is what the real chiyuv is, I already have the mezuzah up. Wouldn't that be considered a situation of tasav aloy menasui? So the Paiskim, which we've discussed also extensively in Ashur, so the Paiskim have a number of ways of approaching the Shaya. One approach of the Paiskim is that Tassav Eloi Menos, it's not considered Tassav Eloi Menos when the mezuzah was put up properly. And it's only a different issue that is the subject of discussion. That's one approach in the Paiskim. Another approach that I saw in the Paiskim is that indeed, that maybe when somebody rents a home, even at Yisrael, who was saying that he should put up the mezuzah right away, he should indeed perhaps wait. He should indeed, on day 30, at least one mezuzah in the home, wait to put up properly, or take off and put back on, so he should indeed fulfill the Ikur Hadin.